USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Tuesday that the administration will be ordering another 200 million doses of COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. He said those doses should arrive by the summer, ultimately allowing 300 million Americans to get vaccinated. Biden said that until vaccines are available to everyone who wants one, masks will still be the best method of protection against the virus.
But the brutal truth is, it's going to take months before we can get the majority of Americans vaccinated. Months. In the next few months, masks, not vaccines, are the best defense against COVID-19.
And Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy is now resting at home after being hospitalized early Tuesday evening. The Senate's president pro tempore was taken to the hospital out of an abundance of caution, according to a spokesman, after not feeling well in his office. The Vermont Democrat was sent home after tests and is said to be resting comfortably. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Men, John Jubilee with Energized Health, and I want to just talk to you man-to-man for a moment. One-third of men 50 and over suffer with high blood pressure. That high blood pressure medication has a horrible side effect, worse than death, erectile dysfunction. And it's brutal, but let's just talk about it medically. We have had thousands of people completely reverse diabetes, high blood pressure, irritable bowel syndrome, yes, and ED, raise their testosterone 500 points naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Men, if you're intelligent, you're skeptical. I want you to be skeptical. But go log on to our website, energizehealth.com. Click that red button. Watch a masterclass. And then watch thousands of men just like you who reversed every single issue that I just mentioned. I don't make a claim. My clients make a claim. energizehealth.com.
One of President Biden's executive orders last week sought to rejoin the World Health Organization. That is, scientists from the WHO have finally been allowed into Wuhan, China, to investigate the origins of COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci tells Fox News that he believes that the U.S. needs to be part of the WHO, despite flaws inside that organization.
Certainly, the WHO needs to have some reforms. There's no doubt about that. But when you're dealing with a global pandemic, you need a global organization to coordinate. You have to be part of the global community. If you're not involved with the WHO, which interacts with all the countries, even with all its flaws, which it does have, the better part of really what we should be doing is joining back with them. We should put their feet to the fire about getting reforms. But to be completely out of that circuit, I don't think is productive when you're dealing with a global pandemic.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Senate was sworn in Tuesday as jurors for Donald Trump's impeachment trial, as some members are asking the Supreme Court for a ruling on the constitutionality of that trial. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
The entire Senate sworn in as jurors ahead of the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. All 100 members of the upper chamber taking the oath of office, including Vermont Senator Pat Leahy, who is the presiding officer over the trial. The trial set to begin February 8th. Regarding impeaching President Trump, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
I know that common sense isn't legal in Washington, D.C., but I think a fair-minded, rational person would ask Congress to vote to file a declaratory judgment action to ask the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of impeaching a president who isn't president before we put the country through this.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Alaska has become the latest state to report a case of the strain of coronavirus first identified in the UK. The more infectious variant has now been detected in at least 23 states. And the Senate voted Tuesday to confirm Antony Blinken as Secretary of State by a 78-22 tally. Blinken previously served as Deputy Secretary of State and Deputy National Security Advisor under President Obama. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.